episode 3073, To Know Your Father.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Father's Day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you are willing and ready to listen to what God has in store for you today, to know your Father. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, there's a great temptation to obey the laws and do good by God in deeds and in service. However, the greatest gift you can give is to know your Father. I find it fascinating that believers, Christians, will do their best to memorize all the Bible verses, learn the stories backwards and forwards, and be able to give references for so many things within the Bible. Yet, when it comes to having a relationship with Jesus Christ, they look at you like, you're crazy. How could you even fathom such a thing? Isn't the laws what it's all about? Well, yeah, it's just part of the story, though. But what is the risk of only learning the rules, only knowing the laws? Well, in my humble opinion, you are leaving behind a relationship, and that's what God wants for you, to know your Father. So as we celebrate Father's Day, I want to honor our earthly fathers for sure, and I also want to take time to honor our Heavenly Father. Now, for some of you, this might not be possible because it's too painful. And I want you to know that I recognize that. So if that is where you are in the position here, specifically with your earthly father, then I want you to focus on your heavenly father. Not all fathers are the best. We have some that fall short more so than others. And that's all the more reason why to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 9 and 10. And he lamented this very phenomenon for his Jewish brothers and sisters. Paul saw them trying to ensure that they got the right answer by performing and doing certain tasks under the law. But Paul put it this way, refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. Paul wanted them to experience a bigger truth. He wanted them all to have a relationship with Christ, the one who created the law. You know, it kind of floors me, honestly. We get so wrapped up in doing what we've been told to do that we forget to know who we are obeying. Whose are you? To know your Father. In our fathers are imperfect, just as we are imperfect, but they hold a special place in our lives. They have provided for us, protected us, molded us into the people we are today. We owe them our respect and our love, just as we owe God our devotion and our worship. And for those of you who have been hurt, I encourage you to begin the process of forgiving so you can release yourself from the shackles that hold your heart prisoner. To know your Father is to honor Him, to recognize the sacrifice He made on your behalf. It is also to recognize our own shortcomings and to seek forgiveness for the times when we fall short as sons and daughters. So my challenge for you today, how well do you know your Father? On this Father's Day, take a moment to reflect on your relationship with your Father. Have you taken the time to really know Him? To listen to His stories, to understand His struggles? What was it like for Him growing up? What type of neighborhood did He live in? What schools did He go to? What was His favorite color? Maybe it's changed from today. Have you sought His guidance and His wisdom? Have you honored Him as a father and shown Him the love and respect He deserves? Make today a start to a new tradition, to know both your Heavenly Father and your earthly father. My prayer for you, my friend, May each day bring you closer to your Heavenly Father, who created you on purpose to know you and to love you. Go out in peace. Happy Father's Day. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.